Welcome to Thoughts of the High Life with Jimmy and the Sandman.
Good morning, y'all. We're recording this episode and it's morning, which is not the normal case. We're usually recording at night, but
yeah, but
this is a special wake and bake episode.
We wanted to like wake you guys up with us. Not that this is talk radio or anything.
Right.
Although it is a podcast.
Good morning, Moreno Valley. Today the highs will be 71 degrees. It is not going to be 71 degrees. It's going to be triple digits all week. Or since we have a following in Ireland now, it'll be... Wow.
I'm sorry. You good? Don't mind me, just...
Just let me die in the corner. Go on, continue. What? What is this?
Continue the podcast.
Carry on without me. Save yourself. No, but for I was saying it's going to be triple digits pretty much all week around California. But since we apparently have a good following in Ireland, that would be 40 degrees Celsius for you guys. 40 degrees Celsius. But for all of you who speak freedom, that's triple digits. 100 plus. F stands for freedom.
Honestly,
100 degrees freedom. It's going to be 100 degrees freedom today.
I think the sun is just being really disrespectful lately.
It's disrespectful. I mean, it's doing a number on me. I'm getting back to my normal shade. It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, I want to go get a nice tan going, get a nice base going, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like I look better pasty.
I look better when I'm... extremely pale.
Yeah, I look better when I'm extremely pale.
I guess it works for you, Jimmy.
It looks like I'm like dying of a disease or something.
Yeah. They're no longer concerned about my social anxiety.
Yeah.
They're more concerned about the fact that I'm look like I'm about to drop dead. Mm-hmm. You know, you look like the fucking health official of Los Angeles County. That lady that's like her eyes are sunken in and she literally looks like a walking skeleton.
She does look like a skeleton.
It is insane. No, I love that there was a meme talking about there's the, they called it like the four horsemen of the...
of the coronavirus?
No, of the health officials.
Oh.
And then has like the one for Belgium and she's like 450 pounds. She's like the health minister and she's like morbidly obese. And I'm just like,
see,
you're the health minister? Like,
I never understood that. Like, there's fat doctors and that doesn't make sense to me. How are you going to tell someone they need to lose weight or they're going to die?
No, see, I get that. Because after a while, I mean, especially because these fat doctors aren't like the 30 or 40 year old doctors. These doctors are like the ones that are like 60, 70. I mean, after you've been working for a while, you're not going to stay fit. Like, you're not going to be, you know, doing 12 hour surgeries and then hitting the weight room or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he no longer has time to the gym. Probably doesn't bone his wife. Like, this is what it is.
He doesn't bone his wife? I feel like you have all that stress. I feel like you'd want to like let it out.
Probably can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
With all that stress.
Really? He's just thinking about that patient. Couldn't tell if she had allergies or cold.
He calls his wife by his patient's name on accident. He's like, oh, Martha, fuck you! She slaps him. Oh, man.
She's like, we want to spice things up in the bedroom. Okay, pretend to be Martha and you have a blocked up colon.
I see your charts here. It's looking very bad. We actually need to start you on three rounds of antibiotics.
Follow up with me in 3 weeks. Yeah. Okay, I want you to set up another appointment and come back in 3 weeks. Talk to my nurse. Right. Talk to my nurse, set up an appointment.
Oh, man. Doctors are interesting.
Yeah. He makes her sit in the living room for 3 hours, pretending to be the weight room. Yeah.
She's like, "This is some bullshit." She's in lingerie. This is some bullshit.
And then he comes.
His
out.
Nurse? No, he won't come out. His nurse will still.
He brings his nurse.
He'll bring his nurse. The doctor will see you now.
Then she goes.
She's like, thank you, Lisa. Can you imagine? She's just used to it. She's like, thank you.
No, the nurse leads her back to the bedroom. She's like, "So what brings you in today?" Okay, I need to take your weight and your blood pressure.
Yeah, you better. Doctor's with another patient. I'm going to go and get you started. Can you imagine?
She wastes there another hour in the room before he comes in.
Sorry for the delay. I had another patient. What other patient, Marcus? Like, can you imagine?
He's like, so what brings you in today?
Oh, man.
She's just sitting there in lingerie, just pissed off. Like, fuck you.
Oh, no.
Damn. I kind of like, I'm going to do that. But I'm not a doctor, so it doesn't work.
Well, that's the point of role playing. It's not, you're not supposed to be role playing stuff that you're, that you are, because it's not role play. It's just pretending to be at work. That's what that is. Like, if you're a doctor, and you're role playing
a doctor. Role play to be a podcaster?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let me dirty talk you over a podcast. You be the audience member. I'm the host. I create, like, an entire podcast just for her. Like, yeah. It's on Spotify.
She's, like, trying to get busy. You're just like, no, 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 wait, wait, wait. I'm almost done. Next commercial break.
It's like Dave Chappelle said, don't bust that nut, we'll be right back.
Don't bust that nut yet, America. We'll be right back. Oh, man. I miss that old school stand-up.
Yeah, Chappelle Show stand-up was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, the old school ones.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what
his new stuff is good. But I'm saying, like, even during that whole time period, like, most of the comedians were a lot better in my opinion.
Yeah. That was the golden era for comedians, yeah. I feel.
Like Louis C.K. pre-masturbation or whatever.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that. What does that do for him? Like, just masturbating in front of women? That's weird.
It really is, and I don't understand it. But I also don't understand, like, why wouldn't you just leave? Like, I guarantee you at least one of his hands are busy. So, you can't just leave. Like, the whole thing was like, oh, he was, like, doing it in front of me. Like, I'm just like... You couldn't open the door and walk out of the room?
Did he tie you up and make you watch it? That's what
I'm
saying.
I'm just like, I guarantee, again, honestly, just by definition, one of his hands is going to be busy.
Well, so not only that, really you also have like a concern. Like, you go in there, like, oh my God, that guy's about to bust. What if it like gets on you, you know?
Exactly. Like, why was your first reaction not to try and leave?
Well, maybe it's like one of those, well, maybe she did leave. Maybe it's like one of those things where she walked in.
Yeah.
Was like shocked. It's like a car accident you can't look away from, and you're like, "Is he really doing that in front of me?" And maybe she did leave like a minute later or like 30 seconds late.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure she did, but I'm saying like, if
the whole thing I don't think she sat there. Like
she, what they, I think the allegations were like, he would like kind of like force them into the room and do it. I'm just like, really, like he has one hand, and it's gonna be his weaker hand. I guarantee you that. Like, because he's been jacking it for 40-some years. That's like, that dude, one of his hands are way stronger than the other.
Yeah, but that's such, like, a weird, like... It really he's, like, is. The weirdest predator. He's like, come here. Yeah. Watch me masturbate.
Like, of the Me Too people, I'm just like, this is...
I thought
Amy, this is, like, the least serious, no, but I it's still...
No, I think
Amy
Schumer's Me Too was terrible compared to the rest.
Why? What was hers?
Amy Schumer and Aziz Ansari... So they went out on a date, from what I understand, and then Aziz Ansari thought things were going well. Yeah. Amy Schumer, I guess, didn't feel the same way. But they go back to her place. He tried to make a move, I guess. She wasn't interested. Aziz Ansari acted like a gentleman and walked out. And it turned into, he's like, okay, like, Aziz Ansari didn't, like, force himself on her or do anything inappropriate from the story.
Right.
But Amy Schumer was distraught by this, apparently. Because he left. She's like, I guess he tried to, like, kiss her or something. Yeah. And she was like, no, like, she backed up. She's like, no, I'm not interested. And then... Aziz is like, oh, okay, I thought you were. Right. And then he just walks out. And then he's like, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna leave then.
Right. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah, so that's her Me Too story. But, I mean, I feel like... I feel like it was more of an awkward story than it is, like, a Me Too story.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, well, I just felt uncomfortable. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. We all feel uncomfortable when someone tries to kiss us that we're not interested in.
Right.
I feel uncomfortable every
time.
I'm
like, wait, if that's the case, then I've been Me Too'd at like 18 different parties in college. Like, fuck you, bitch. Like, bitches has been trying to like make out with you all the time.
Well,
like,
then there was Busy Phillips and James Franco. That one was even stupider.
Busy Phillips?
Yeah.
Who is that? Why does that sound familiar?
She's an actress. She was on Geeks and Freaks with James Franco.
I don't think I saw that movie.
It's not a movie. It's a show. But anyways, James Franco yells at Busy Phillips, telling her to, like, respect his space. Like, he's kind of, like, telling her, like, you know, kind of, like, respect my space. And he, like, because they were in the,
What was she, like, what was she doing?
No, they were, like, in the middle of an intense scene, you know? Mm-hmm. So tempers were pretty high because it was, like, a dramatic, like, scene or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I think Franco is, like, a method actor, you know? So he yelled at her because I guess she was, like, getting too close, and he told her to, like, get away from him. You're, like, in my space.
Okay.
He didn't push her.
Right.
He just, like, kind of, like, was like, get away from me, and he yelled at her on set. And then she came out with, like, a Me Too story, too. And I was like, that's not Me Too. If the man is getting away from you,
right?
He's trying to tell you, leave me alone.
Right.
But there is, like, I remember reading a while back that there was a story called, there was an article that came out called Reverse Rape. And that was refused.
Reverse rape.
Yeah. And
see,
that,
but here's the problem that, with
that. That was, like, a small movement at the time. It didn't go anywhere.
It sounds like reverse discrimination.
No, it's
like,
no.
You're not supposed to say that because it's not supposed. Yeah. Rape can happen both ways. There's no, like, one way that rape is supposed to happen.
Yeah, no.
For there to be, like, reverse rape.
No, reverse rape is refusing to have sex with somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what reverse
rape. I thought it was, like, women raping men. It's like reverse discrimination, where it's like white people are discriminated against. I'm like, that's just called discrimination.
Discrimination. Yeah. No. But these are women, like, these were very unattractive women. Who were upset that they weren't getting laid, and they called it reverse rape.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how are you going to take that in court? Like,
yeah.
And then I took my clothes off, and he said, ew.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not interested in you like that.
It's like the South Park episode. He's like,
and I was in the locker room, and I thought it was totally ripped. And so I told them, take a picture of me so I can post it. And I posted it, and I looked totally ripped. And everyone wasn't stoked on me. They called me fat. Like,
and that happens like four times. Like Vin Diesel says the same shit. And Steven Seagal says the same shit. I'm just like, God damn.
No, my favorite thing, Charlize Theron, my future wife one day.
Oh, Charlize, yeah.
My favorite. She's badass.
Cute,
no,
but
it's
like,
also
whatever. What she's doing with her kids is fucking. Like she started one of her kids on like fucking hormone treatments. Or,
don't you talk about my children?
Your children? Oh God, you're gonna adopt her children?
No, I love Charlize Theron because I love her personality. Like she's like a really good person on the inside too.
How would you know that?
I've seen interviews.
And
she does a lot of charity. But so anyways, what? But my favorite thing like that makes her like so badass.
Yeah,
that makes me even a bigger fan of hers.
Mm-hmm.
She straight out calls Steven Seagal in an interview, like, I think it was on Jimmy Fallon or...
Oh, she said he can't fight.
She's like, fuck you can't fight.
Yeah, because she legitimately fights. Like, I think she broke... I think it was her. Like, when she was doing one fight scene for one of the movies, like, she accidentally broke one of the stuntmen's, like, ribs or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's what makes her so badass, is she does her own stunts. Like, in Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a very good movie, and she did all her own stunts. Like, I saw the commentary afterwards.
Yeah.
Where they were doing behind the scenes, and they were talking to the instructors, and they're like, usually when we train actors, it's like they do a move here and a move there, and then we bring in a stunt double. But with Charlize, it's like, you know, she did all her stunts and she did them perfectly, and she got them down like within like a few days. Yeah. Like she's been already training.
Right.
Been training since I was six.
You stuntmen are pussies.
Goddamn. She's like fucking up the instructors.
This isn't food, half sec. This is weed.
He's just curious. Like he's curious about everything you do.
Smell? Yeah. No. Yep. He's like eyeballing it. It's weird. Relax, bro. That's not for you.
I mean,
She was good though. Like, I like her acting. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love everything she's in. But
I also love her charity work.
I don't know. That was the one thing. I'm just like, I have no problem with supporting your kids and how they are. But there's no way her kid at whatever, I think, dude, it was really young that she started them on that shit. I'm just like, there's no way the kid knows by then. Like, I'm sorry. And even if they do, like, don't start them on hormones. Like, hormones fuck with you so much more than, like, other shit. Like, why would you start them on something like that so early?
I mean, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. But then at the end of the day, like, we can't really judge.
I'm not such judging. I'm just
beautiful person.
Margot Robbie can commit genocide as long as she just looks the way she does. Fantastic.
Can we really judge Margot Robbie for killing millions? Can we? No. I mean, I get where you're coming from. Hormone therapy, like starting kids off young on hormone therapy, is kind of like weird. But yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, well, I really have no follow-up to that. I don't know how to justify this, to be quite honest. I can't really justify that. Because
I'm not even asking for justification. I'm just like, for me, I don't know if people have different opinions, but for me, I'm just like, yeah, leave the kid alone.
I mean, I haven't, it's just, I haven't really done enough research on the topic to like make a statement. So, I mean, maybe she's done her research and knows. You know, I feel like as a parent, you would have to at least do your research before you put your child through that. And I don't think she would put her adopted child through that, you know.
Let's find out.
Without doing any research.
Hold on. We're about to find out what age did Charlize Theron. What age did Charlize?
And if it was such a bad thing, I feel like doctors, it would be illegal for doctors to prescribe it.
Okay. Doctors do illegal shit all the time. That's not
start with her kid. You think doctors do illegal shit all the time?
I know they do.
Yeah, actually that's true. I learned that in criminology. A lot of doctors, you don't hear a lot about doctors because like doctors are like
Daughter's seven. At seven, she started her daughter on hormone therapy because she thinks she's a boy, or she believes herself to be a boy in a female body at seven. Like that's like,
yeah,
that's like my son coming up to me next year and being like, I think I'm a girl. I'm gonna be like, you need to just play with some trucks and figure some shit out, and then you can come talk to me when you're like 16.
Like, I mean,
because at that age at least you've had some time to develop, you've gone through puberty, you've had the normal hormones.
For me, I mean, I wouldn't, for me, like if my child, not that I would ever have a child, came up to me and said they feel like a girl, I'll be like, okay. And I'd let it go. And then as they got older, if they still felt like a girl, that's a different conversation that we'll have about hormone therapy. But I mean, for me, like, I'm not going to, like, once your children hit a certain point, like, I can't tell them what to do.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not even
but
about
not only
them
that,
what
but
to do.
Eventually.
But what I'm saying is at seven, you're still, like, protecting them. Like, they may not. Because there's so many side effects of that stuff.
Yeah.
And you may not know, you know, really how bad it's going to affect you. And
well, I mean,
listen, here's the other thing. There's side effects for full-grown adults.
Yeah.
So you can imagine what that type of shit will do. Because I can't imagine they make, like, oh, this is hormone therapy for kids. Like, they make aspirin for kids. It's like they don't make hormone therapy or hormone replacement, like, drugs for kids.
They're
Like, little gummy vitamin hormone replacements. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but it's going to have massive side effects. Yeah. And, like, Dwayne Wade's girl came out as, like, LGBT or whatever.
Which is
back in, like, or
which is
fine. Yeah. But, like, she's, like, 13. So that's what I'm saying. Like, at least they've had some time to, like, experience, probably, like, go through a little bit of puberty to kind of understand what they're feeling. And this puberty or these hormones don't feel right or whatever. Yeah. But at seven, there's no way you know. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's true. I mean, at seven, I thought a lot of things that weren't accurate, growing up. So, I mean,
still believed in the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus. Like,
yeah, so, I mean,
like, what the hell are you doing?
And we believed in Santa Claus, and his story defied all laws of physics.
Didn't even defy all laws of physics.
He makes it around the world all in one night and then squeezes in through a chimney. But what if you don't have a chimney?
That's what I'm saying.
And the response to that was, he has a magic key.
I'm like, no, the fuck he doesn't.
Why does it?
Have you ever tried to come into my apartment building with a magic key? You get shot immediately.
I was like, but we have a gate. How does he get past the gate?
How does he get past the security, man?
Like, first of all, if he has a magic key, why does he still choose to go through chimneys? Just go through the front door.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you. You just want to be a dick? Like, that's how he gets his workout. He's like, yeah, blasting my quads going down these chimneys.
Look at these.
Yeah. He's like, I got to earn my cookie somehow.
But you know what bugs me about, like,
yeah,
Egyptians is that, see, like, a parent is supposed to love you no matter what, right? Even if your child comes out as gay, straight, queer,
sure,
whatever the other stuff is. I mean, you're supposed to still...
LGBTQ, let's say that.
Supposed to love them regardless. Like, if I had a kid and they came out gay, I'd be very supportive because, I mean, the end of the day, like, you can't help what you're interested in, you know?
It's not a choice. It's nature.
Yeah, it's really not a choice.
Dude, I asked one of my friends who came out as gay a few years back. I had, like, because there was that whole debate. This was back when I was, like, 18, 19. And I asked him, like, so is it, like, a choice? I was genuinely curious. So he didn't get upset or anything. He was just like, listen, Sandman, do you genuinely think with all the discrimination and the terrible, like, treatment and all the beatings and all the names or whatever, do you think I'm actually choosing to be that way? Like,
yeah.
Do you think I grew up seeing gay people like get bashed and beaten and whatever? And then I'm like, you know what? That's the life for me. I was like, dude, it totally makes sense. It's like you see it and people are still coming out as, you know, openly gay. So it's can't be something they choose.
Well, I mean, how terrible is it that they have to like live their lives, they have to hide, and that's the thing I feel bad about a lot of Egyptians. Like, so a lot of Egyptians, I'm sure there are a lot of like homosexual Egyptians, but they have to constantly hide, which is terrible. Because,
oh yeah,
because
they'll kill you in Egypt.
Yeah, no, but here in the U.S. too, oh, yeah. Like in our within
it's
our own,
it's cultural.
Yeah, but within our own community too, it's like one like growing up.
Yeah.
Hearing about gay people, like, I would ask my mom if there were gay people in Egypt. And she would tell me, no, we don't have that in Egypt at all. I was like, at the time, I was like, oh, okay, I guess Egyptians are immune to homosexuality. And I was like 10. I didn't know much about biology or enough about homosexuals to know anything, you know?
Yeah.
But then, as I got a little bit older, I met some other Egyptians, and then I'm like, okay, there's definitely some gay Egyptians out there. Like, all right.
Dude, no, there was a kid in my church. Yeah. Like, by the time he was 11, we were like, this kid's gay.
Yeah.
And we're like, the moment he knows what gay means, he is going to, like, dance out of the closet. He's not going to come out of the closet. He's going to come out dancing.
No, but the reality is he's going to end up hiding.
He can. Yeah. I mean, it depends, because some families are a little more progressive than others.
Yeah.
Some are not, because in the church we used to go to as kids, there was a family who got utterly destroyed, actually, because of a gay wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The lesbian.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and tell her story.
I mean... Her, it really destroyed her family.
Yeah.
Let's just put it at that, which is pretty like fucked up because she has a very big family. And, I mean, I'll admit, like at the time when I first heard about it, I was in like a very like bad ignorant phase. So I didn't really like, and I was very much into the Bible and I wasn't smoking weed. So I was a terrible person.
Oh, like, God.
I was a terrible person because I wasn't enlightened. And
when were you ever into the Bible?
Huh?
When was this phase when you were into the Bible?
When I was very much afraid of sex.
Interesting.
Yes. So anyways. I had a fear of sex.
Yeah.
Well, not the fear of sex, the fear of STDs. And, you know, and then.
I do remember your fear of STDs.
Yeah, my irrational fear of STDs. That was hilarious. But anyways, like.
That shit killed me.
And at the time, I mean, I was talking shit about it. But then after I went to college and I started hanging out with like a diverse group of people, like and started smoking a lot more marijuana, I became more open-minded.
Yeah.
And I started getting more exposed to like homosexuals, and you know, there's really not much difference between them and I, except they
enjoy like, men. Yeah.
They enjoy men and I enjoy women.
Yeah. There really is not different.
Yeah. I mean, actually, like, one of my really good friends is gay, and he's hella chill. Like, his family welcomes me, like, with open arms. Like, they're like, an amazing family. Like,
You went to go puke at his house when you were tripping balls.
Yeah, no, I didn't puke at his house.
Oh, he puked the moment you got there.
Yeah, he puked the moment I got there.
You just watched his entire family as he tripped.
Yeah. Well, I was tripping too, but not as hard.
Well, it's pretty exciting.
No, but like he, one day, like he just randomly, like, we're hanging out, we're smoking weed.
Yeah.
And then, cause I knew him from work, and he's like, and there's this other guy that works with us that I was asking him, I'm like, is that guy gay?
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, I'm gay, right? I was like, wait, what? Because I had no idea.
Yeah, sometimes you can tell, sometimes it's
I really couldn't tell. So he's like, no, I'm gay, right? And then I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Right.
I was like, damn, did I say anything offensive?
You have to, like, go back through all the conversations.
You have to go back through all the conversations. But then he's like, well, I hope that doesn't make things weird between us. And I'm like, no, actually, it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah. And I went to his wedding, and he was really chill. So, I mean, but anyway, this Egyptian family, her parents ended up getting divorced, unfortunately, because of her interest in women, which is really sad.
Yeah.
And I guess no one in her family speaks to her, which is also really sad, when they should be really just taking the time trying to understand her.
It's not part of their culture. Like, they don't really understand, they don't want to understand, they don't want to understand, like, yeah, it is what it is. You hope for change, but, you know, you don't really expect it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Well, not only that, I'm assuming all the other, like, Egyptians are talking about them, too, so I feel like there's,
it's a very gossipy culture.
Yeah, there's, like, a huge, like, social pressure. Which could take a toll on a marriage, obviously.
It is, because especially in that culture, how terrible it's viewed. But parents are going to get blamed and all that.
But you know what pisses me off, though?
Yeah.
Is that a lot of them cheat on each other. So who are they really to judge? Like, if the priest were to come out and, like, say, look, you guys all come to me to confession. I know your dirty secrets. You guys should not be judging each other the way you guys do.
Right.
Especially you, Mark. Just points them out in sermon.
The level of hypocrisy is probably the worst part of the culture.
Yeah, it's very bad. And I'm assuming those very same people that are gossiping are also probably might be low-key gay and may have confessed it to Abuna.
Yeah.
And Abuna's just sitting there like...
Dude, Abunas have all the tea.
Yeah.
I'm so curious what they know.
You know, one day, like, we should, like, kidnap an Abuna and, like, put a gun to his head and be like, tell us all your confessions. Yeah,
we should just waterboard him.
Yeah, just waterboard him. Tell us about the archdeacon at your church. Yeah. Tell us.
Oh, that would be fun.
He starts just praying.
Jesus won't save you, old man.
Somehow it turns into a tasbeha in this little, like, dungeon.
And somehow, like, other, like, Coptics just show up. Yeah,
they just show up because they hear the sound.
Yeah, and they don't care, like, that we're waterboarding them. They just have the little, like, what's that thing?
The deaf symbols?
Yeah, the deaf and the triangle.